Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky joins us. Mike certainly knew Jamie McKibben as a businessman, and Mike, you knew Jamie as a hunter and an outdoorsman, and I was just I was sitting here thinking, I watched Jamie hunt and fish here for 20 years, and you just you can't fathom that something like that could happen to you know, he's so experienced.
Nope. I share your pain and I share your emotion. I knew Jamie well. He was bigger than life. He left an indelible mark on everybody that he interacted with. He did indeed love the outdoors, but all for all the right reasons. And, you know, his energy level was immeasurable. His passion for people and for communication and for sharing outreached most people's capacity to even contemplate that. Jamie, his wife Katrina and Katina and Walker, my prayers have been consistent since yesterday afternoon when we found out, actually since Sunday when we found out that they were missing. And I just hope that God will provide them some level of comfort. There are things that happen in this world that are unexplainable. Yes, and the only thing that we have, and it's a major thing that we have, is to have hope that God is in control and he has a plan that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. And we can frustrate ourselves with trying to figure out the whys. But in the case of Jamie, I think the loss is great and the hearts are got big holes in them this morning. You know, we have this wonderful capacity as human beings to have memories and remember. And that is, you know, hopefully that will be the case with the family and the friends that will ultimately have an opportunity to celebrate a wonderful, wonderful life. He will have a lasting impression well beyond his young years. We'll focus on that now and keep the family and the close friends lifted up and ask for the Holy Spirit to be there to comfort them when in times which will be frequent over the next few days and weeks and months to comfort them. So, Greg, your introduction this morning and sharing of that very tragic news was heartfelt, and I'm sure there were thousands of people across your listening district that had... that with like me had tears in their eyes as you read through that, and I thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Life is not fair, and boy, Mother Nature is powerful.
And Mother Nature has manifested herself in amazing ways in the year 2020, and I don't think she's done yet. So we're dealing with that on all fronts, very close and personal, like the loss of a wonderful life like Jamie, and very broad and impressive in a different way across the state and the nation in the case of this insidious virus.
Well, let's share your thoughts on the virus and I guess the new lockdown measures that go in. In tomorrow, we just had the story, and the small businesses, they're really hurting.
Yep, and I suspect that, you know, once we get the election process behind us, that one of the first actions of Congress will be another, I hope, appropriately designed stimulus package to target those that are most vulnerable. I hate to do this, but I have to push back on a little bit that, you know, our governor claiming that the legislature is not involved and hasn't been a partner. It is blatant lies. Back in April, when she formed the Michigan Economic Recovery Commission and headed by Jerry Anderson, and it was staffed with some amazing, amazing people that have put together the plan for tracking and making recommendations in Michigan, I asked them to let us be part of that so we can see the results of their research and their recommendations so we can all kind of elevate ourselves and understand what we're facing. And I was told directly by the guy leading the operation that he was instructed to not share anything. The good news is that was back many, many, many months ago. The good news is today, for the very first time, I finally was offered the opportunity to sit through their weekly meetings, and so now we'll be able to see what they're seeing and hear what they're reporting and question some of the recommendations and refine them. All could have been and should have been done for months. And then to call for for the legislature to pass a statewide mask mandate. She has politicized masks to beyond comprehension. The orders from the Department of Health and Human Services, coupled with the orders coming out of MIOSHA, have covered every category of mask requirements and done so in a very effective way. And what's happened now is that in this latest shutdown, we've picked out some very narrow business categories to further punish. And in fact, in most of these cases, the case, for instance, like bowling centers and movie theaters, there's not any known data to suggest that there are sources of spreading. And then the one area that remains the number one source of spreading is long-term recovery centers and nursing homes and so forth. There was not a peep in this last sense of orders. That is, you have to ask ourselves the question, what's the goal? If the goal cannot be to reduce cases to zero because we cannot defeat Mother Nature, but the goal can be to slow it down and to relieve some of the capacity constraints in our hospital systems. And they're just, so I think this should be about asking serious questions. What can we do to remove constraints for staffing, because that's one of the biggest things that hospital systems are facing today? We've had proposals in front of the governor and asked for support to, sign a compact so that we could exchange and have nurses from across the nation come in and out of Michigan seamlessly to help fill those holes if capacity is available, and she's refused. I think that's being driven mostly by the Michigan Nursing Association. We've also asked to get an accelerated, expedient approval of these care recovery centers and put a blue ribbon team on that so that they can be stood up sooner, and there's been not any effort on that. So legislature now is going to take that one on specifically and make yet some more recommendations, and hopefully they'll be adopted this time. We are also doing across the state, senators, I'm doing my recording today, but we are doing public service announcements with local and our district's healthcare leaders and experts, physicians primarily. Mm-hmm. Imploring people to, do the things we know work. Wash your hands, social distance, wear a mask when you leave home and you're in public, especially when you're unable to socially distance. And yes, 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 and this is the hardest one, and I'll get attacked by it. Postponing or consider limiting get-togethers with families, especially over these holidays. Think about this. If it was 20 years ago and Aunt Betty was hosting her annual Christmas gathering in her home, she's old and she's susceptible. If a family had the flu, they wouldn't go to that Christmas gathering. They'd stay home. And that's the same kind of mentality that we have to apply today, actually on almost a different level, because sometimes we don't even know if we are afflicted or infected or not. And so it's a risk and reward calculation that everybody must openly and honestly assess, particularly in this season. Businesses have done a fantastic job of embracing the protocols necessary to keep their customers, their employees, their suppliers, and their families safe. Now we need to take that same level of commitment and reduce it to the most granular level, and that's the family level, little mini business, the family. And we need to be just as disciplined at the family level in those kinds of situations. So,
What about schools, Mike?
Yeah, there's a mixed report on schools. You can find data to support that schools should be open, and you can find data to support that schools should be closed. Mm-hmm. I believe we hit the sweet spot, and I think it was the best example and manifestation of it was actually here in Jackson County, where we said schools build your own plan and provide the options you think are necessary to satisfy the people in your particular school district. And so all our schools in Jackson County have offered in class and virtual classes. They've all experienced many outbreaks. They've all done the right thing by closing down for a temporary amount of time and ramping back up. I think they've done a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And now to just simply say you don't have that option anymore, once again, I think that's taking away the judgment that I believe we've now developed, and particularly in the schools. So it's a mixed bag. There should be no doubt that this is serious. It always has been serious. Certain people have made it more political than it needs to be, but we should be focusing on the real constraints. And right now, it's staffing and it's capacity of hospitals. And we know how to do that, but we have to focus on it. And if you take a look at the most recent order, it feels good because we're taking action and then we're forcing people to close down and so forth. But the aggregate of all those, frankly, they're important parts of our communities, but they're not big. Bowling alleys and gyms and the movie theaters and stuff, it's not going to move the needle, you know? It's not going to. And they're not in any way representing the source of spreading. It's really done now at the social level, and that's the plea of all these public service announcements that we're doing across the state, is asking folks to, this has now become ours. The businesses did their job. They've proven that they work. They've proven that they work. And now we just need to apply those same kinds of principles with the same kind of rigor and the same kind of discipline at our most granular level, and we'll get our arms around this.
You think we'll ever get past the acrimony?
I believe there are some people in life whose whole career is focused around throwing bombs and blaming other people, and can't help that. So I'm just staying focused on the kinds of things that we actually can do.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky joining us. Mike, very much appreciate the visit today.
Greg, hang in there, pal, and all your listeners that know the McKibben family, you know, keep it lifted up and just focus on long-term hope. We know who is in charge, and we know that it's all good in the end, but there's some experiences that we have to endure in the meantime that are uncomfortable, and unfortunately, this is one of them, and we will lift them up the best we can.
Thank you, Mike.